Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Meow, meow,
I know it's been a while.
We either missed it or it hasn't come up yet.
It's not in the rotation.
Right. It might not be. That rotation is random. Yeah. So,
is it?
Yeah.
The music? The fade?
Yeah.
The bumper music?
Yeah. In and out. Yeah. They're
except
randomized.
The top of the hour. The top of the hour one's always the same.
I think so. Yeah. 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 But they change from time to time.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's Yeah.
That's like really mind blowing me.
There's
right
a
now.
Whole bunch of stuff.
You think I would have realized this after doing the show 2 days a week for a long time?
Hey, man. Like,
meow, meow, meow.
The only thing that's important.
Yeah, that's the one. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Nikki, if you had to take a South Park lesson away from today's show, what do you think it is? Is it
didn't
realize that the bumper music might be random from time to time, or that you should be on time for the show?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Would you like to phone a friend?
50-50.
I think personally, I think I would like to be on time. That's a commitment.
That's a broadcast standard.
I'm working
you have to
on.
Be on time.
What do our judges say, Steve?
I would say being on time is important. Yeah.
Yeah. Our judges say that's the right answer.
Yeah. Cool.
Tell her what she's won, Bob.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. But you don't want to go to San Francisco.
That's certainly not a treat.
Or Philadelphia.
603-283-6160 is the number. We have callers on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Before we go forth... Or on, or continue.
Forward.
Before we proceed, I want to say thank you to Clamoring. Clamoring is a silver level amplifier. What does it mean to be a silver level amplifier? Well, you can go over to amps.freetalklive.com and find out all about the AMPS program. It's basically where folks will send in some amount of money. In this case, as a silver level amplifier, Clamoring sends us $5 per month. What does that $5 go to? Does it go to Nikki's,
being on time? Or new alarm clock?
Yeah. I was going to say something about baby clothes, but no, sure, yeah, whatever. Does it go to Steve Classic's solar panel farm? Does it go to the captain's beer fund?
No.
It doesn't go to any of those places. What it does is it goes to getting this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere near 180 or 200 stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250, 300, 350 stations. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. So if you enjoy the show, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring of freedom, peace, and prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier over amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Clamoring, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David Ridley of the Ridley Report with us. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Before I start with my planned topic, I did want to issue an apology to Rich Paul. I called him a name the last time I called in. I called him a chihuahua.
What did you mean to call him?
Well, I kind of meant to say chihuahua.
Okay.
But I probably shouldn't have. That's a term I use for people who spew a lot of yipping and yapping about how they think it's so important to hurt government people physically. And he was kind of doing that, so I kind of called him a name.
Was it Rich Paul or was it Richie Rich?
No, Rich Paul.
Okay, all right, just checking.
I have a policy of not calling people a name, even if I profoundly disagree with them. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, that's awesome of you, manly of you, big of you, whatever you want to say. And we will vicariously accept on Rich Paul's behalf.
Yes, I have posted this. I've sent him an email and posted this on Shire forums. And
nice.
I'll either be forgiven or not forgiven.
That's cool. I'm sure I don't want to speak on his behalf, but it doesn't seem like he'd, you know, hold a grudge on that one.
All right. So what is your planned topic for this evening?
Yeah. So what does the term SEZ mean to you guys?
SEZ, Special Economic Zone, I believe.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. So, do I win Rice-A-Roni too?
Sure.
Okay.
Special economic, of course, they're a favorite topic of your co-host, Mark Edge.
Yes.
And Mark has convinced me that these are something that does kind of work somewhere, sometimes. You know, kind of like the Free State Project does, but in a different way. So I think they're great, but to me, the main problem with them when I look at them is like, well, that's not in New Hampshire, so I can't take all this stuff we've got going here and apply it to that. I have to start over if I go to a place like that. So,
yep.
So an NH exit activist has come up with a suggested solution to that problem. His name's Tony Olson, and he has written an article over on the Shire forums. He's in the process of submitting it to some other places, but he is suggesting starting a special economic zone somewhere inside New Hampshire.
That'd be great. Well, could we make all of New Hampshire a special economic zone?
Right.
Why eventually does it have to be one little space?
Well, so there are a bunch of hoops you have to jump through with the existing government in order to get granted a special economic zone. And so it's just less expensive to start small.
Okay.
All right. I'll buy that. Yeah.
Ridley?
Yeah. There's been some objections to this that, well, the state would just shoot it down or the federal government would shoot it down, you know, legally or whatever. But the thing is, like, failure is not always failure. Just the fact that you try something actually pushes it quite a bit further along than it would have gotten if you hadn't tried it. Even if it gets shot down, well, at least you got this far or that far, right? Or at least you proved that they're not letting you do it, right? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a person with some entrepreneurial spirit, that particular message resonates with me highly. I'm sure there's other entrepreneurs out here who are like, yeah, dude, you know how many times I had to fail before I got my first business to succeed?
Yeah.
Right, that kind of thing. Also, too, as a musician, right, I have never been in the black as a musician. I've put way more money into making music and trying and, like, putting it out there than I have received back in either spins or sales or T-shirts or any of that kind of stuff. So, yes, absolutely, that resonates with me 100%.
So Tony's suggestion in the article is to set up to designate a 6-square-mile uninhabited area somewhere and just like let people go there. And his suggestion is to use it to help solve the homeless problem. Let homeless people go there. I don't know if that would be the best combination because usually I think these things are done, you know, in other countries like the one in Honduras, the special economic zone. I think it's, you know, it's a lot of expats and locals, but it's not. They're not trying to attract homeless folks, right?
Right.
This is different, and it would be much more of a challenge. But on the other hand, we have a lot less to lose, you know. But those homeless folks have a lot less to lose. So, you know, at least this is an idea. It's nice to see someone push this. That's not me, right? Like, it's something I can get behind, and I don't have to start the idea. And I think everybody else who looks at this is probably going to feel the same way. Oh yeah, it's not something I'd want to start, but it's great that he has started it.
Well, and also you have somebody that you can kind of, you know, lean on from time to time, you know, send an email or a text or whatever, you know, Mark Edge I'm speaking of, who has, you know, done more research on this than, well, I have, right? And, you know, he's part of trying to build something like that outside of the U.S. It'd be interesting to get his perspective, and maybe I'll ask him the next time he's on with us.
Is that the private cities or what's it called?
Yeah, it's the Special Economic Zone.
No, but it's called something cities.
Free private cities.
Free private cities, right.
That's the project he's involved
with. Right.
It's free private cities. He's involved with a couple different projects, so I might be mixing two projects together here. Yeah. But he certainly has schooled me on special economic zones previously, just, you know, me talking to him in person and whatnot, so... Ridley?
All right. Well, you can read the article at forum.shiresociety.com.
Awesome. Anything else you want to say?
That is all.
I would say that.
Thanks for the call, man.
I would say that if you're running for office, contact Dave Ridley, and he will wear your political sign and pick up garbage off the side of the road. That's what he did with Russell.
Now, that's a service.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Yeah. Voluntary?
Yep.
Right?
Who will pave the roads? Who will pick up the litter?
Well, we know Domino's will pave the roads. So, like, they've already proven that by filling in potholes and crap, right?
If they want to deliver pizzas, they're going to fix the roads.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, we're sick of our delivery drivers getting flat tires on the side of the road.
Like taxi drivers, limousines, shuttle services, trucking companies, right?
UPS,
buses, right? Anybody who needs to deliver anything, like, the cost of the roads not only would go down, like, overall, like, per person, right, if government got out of the way.
Right, Amazon started a construction company that fixed roads.
Oh, my gosh.
They would be, overnight. Yeah. You'd have it fixed overnight.
Yeah.
Privatized the DOT.
I can't wait for government to go away. because it brings the cost of everything down. Like, what you pay in taxes to supposedly maintain the roads, which, by the way, have been ignored. Any big city and a whole bunch of small ones, their bridges and your infrastructure have been ignored because...
Scary,
there's,
right?
Yeah, there's no incentive for these politicians to put more money into maintenance of these things.
West Street and Keene, I don't even drive on that anymore. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So the thing is, now you get your car all screwed up. It won't pass inspection. Now you got to pay more money.
Yeah,
I had this idea of, if I got pulled over for not having my car inspected or whatever.
Yeah.
Of creating like a document of the roads failing my inspection.
Oh,
and to present that to the police officer and
a
be like,
counter proposal.
Yeah.
It's like, in a way.
So I can't inspect my car because in order for me to get my car inspected and to pay the $30, $50, whatever it costs, you guys will but you need to pass inspection first before I will inspect my car.
All that rust comes from the salt you're putting on the roads.
So I don't think it would go over well, but I think actually most cops would probably get a kick out of that.
It'd be a great viral video.
Yeah, it'd be funny. It'd be a funny thing to do. So, but now, I'm doing the whole Montana thing, so that's cooler. Get harassed by the police less, so that's always cool.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Speaking of vehicles, there's somebody who calls us from time to time.
I need one.
Who enjoys talking about roads. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Sarah. Oh, yeah, the roads. Today I want to bring up something else.
Okay.
Raymond is kind of almost deaf, but he has real hard hearing problems. So
I'm sorry, who?
The person I live with, Raymond.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Didn't hear you.
Yeah. With people that have hard of hearing, don't they talk kind of loud?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and they also, they talk loud and they talk monotone, so they'll sound something like this. Hello, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Like they're shouting.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Yeah, I don't know, because I guess they can't hear themselves, but the problem that we have was that we called to make a business card, and obviously the operator had one of those headsets that has the headphones right up against their ears, and then they have the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens that he was talking pretty loud like he normally does.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they can't hear themselves. They just think that other people can't hear them, so they talk loud. So then it was blasting into their eardrum. So what is that? They have the one volume. Once they lower the volume for them, it also lowers our volume. So we can't hear them, and they can't hear us. I mean, it's just one setting. So my complaint is they need to have a voice setting where they could lower our volume on their part, and they could increase our volume if we needed to. It's just that our telephone system... But if they decide to lower their volume, we can't hear them either.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but I don't know what we can do to help you.
I would call the FTC.
The DOJ.
Or the DOJ. Copyright Office.
So this technology exists, Sarah, and I can't explain why you are having this specific problem, because You're talking to me right now, and I have raised and lowered my volume in my headset repeatedly since you've called, and it doesn't seem to have affected you at all. So, so like the technology exists. I can't explain what happened to you with this particular call. I don't know what happened and why their changing of volume would also reduce yours. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I didn't have this ancient, like old style headphones, because the more I talked to them, they were getting fainter and fainter and fainter. And then she was telling me that she was lowering her volume because we were talking too loud and was blowing out her eardrum.
Were you calling into like a call center, like where there's a bunch of these people doing their job?
I think I was trying to order. They had the. This center, I could order, you know, our network marketing, they have their business card, and and I also found out I could get postcards, and they even have checks, stamps, return address, like a stamp. So,
so when you made this call, you were talking to a representative, right? Like you called into a place, a toll-free number, or something like that. Now, I know from having worked in call centers that sometimes they will have a supervisor or a quality person listen into the call in order to, like, grade the person on how well they did or coach them. Here's what you did right. Here's what you did wrong. Stuff like that. Training purposes, right? Sometimes that can create weird audio for people when the person, you know, pipes in to listen to. You can't hear them speak, but, like, that's the only thing that I can think of that might create the scenario you've described.
Yeah, so someone was eavesdropping on your call from the company.
Right.
Yeah, that's a real possibility, because you're telling me that they already have a technology that you were lowering and increasing my volume to for your listening hearings, and then my my volume was consistent, and I just thought that it sounds about right with all of our technological advances. Mm-hmm. It's sounds about right, because I learned that you know, they'll keep track of we have that new free bus service. They'll keep track of all of your phone numbers that you call from and you do the app from. They know who you are before they pick you up.
If you have the app on your phone, that app is picking up all of the data on your phone. That is true.
And then the guy told me that they even keep track of the track phones. That's a murder device. They found that before they murder somebody or they commit a big crime.
I've never heard of anybody being murdered by track phone.
Well,
like,
no, I'm talking about that's an accessory. They would buy a throwaway phone, hoping that they're not going to be tracked.
The burner phone.
Yeah, drug dealers will do that too. Yeah.
But that's been going
on. Or just people looking for a phone. They need a cheap phone, random phone, whatever.
Yeah. You move to a new city. You don't have service yet. You ain't got a local number. You buy a burner phone.
Yeah.
Gets you by.
But now that they could track it. So if you're going to be a criminal and then you even use that track phone to call out a bus for free middle of the night and just rob a bus driver or something, they know who you are. They'll keep track of you, you know what I mean, with a free bus service.
We've done so many stories here on Free Talk Live about how government agencies, police, federal, et cetera, track everything you do on your cell phone. So I'm not surprised, really, Sarah.
So then, you know, the dope dealers, I think we had a dope dealer friend. They use like 12 different phone numbers. But they're not being slick like they think they are. They're not being tracked, but they can track them if they cause enough problems. If they, you know, if their bunch, you know, like stole something or they shot up a house, they can't track those 12 phone numbers.
These are friends of yours, Sarah? What kind of friends do you have?
Well, we're thinking why they're not my friends, but they're a friend of a Raymond's friends, you know? All and right. then we're like, how come they call from 13 different phone numbers? And I'm thinking, well, I think they're kind of doing the side business or like something seedy where they don't want a one trackable phone, but they're being tracked too. Like they're not above any over and beyond being tracked.
Wasn't
if they want to be
tracked. Breaking Bad set in New Mexico?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Sarah is joining. I think Sarah might be
Heisenberg.
On the verge of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
This has been tonight. There's been a lot of calls where it's like, why are you calling?
or like in the middle of the call, you're like, wait, what are you talking about?
You swerved into something we are just not paying attention to.
Whiplash segue.
You know what? You know what? She was talking about people who talk loud.
Yes, I do know what she was talking about.
If you're in a foreign country and you're asking for directions, you talk a little louder. Hey, how do I get to
or when you tell somebody that, hey, here's my blind friend, and they go, hey, how are you? They start yelling at your blind friend.
Like, people will do that. Sometimes if somebody has an accent, they'll do that also. They'll raise their voice a little bit, and it's like they're
not gonna.
This is their second language. They're not hard of hearing. They're just
speak slower, not louder.
Yeah,
it's not gonna help.
Enunciate more or something. Or
people are weird.
Yeah. Or it's the same thing
I'm not normal. So I know people are weird because I'm one of them.
Another example of that is when there's low visibility. Or maybe you're trying to focus while you're driving, you're backing up or something, you're like, oh, I got to turn the
radio down.
Turn the radio down so I can see better.
As soon as you get off the exit, like, I got to turn the radio down. I'm off the exit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to pull this maneuver in rush hour traffic. I was commuting with one of my many friends named Chris. I was commuting to work. We worked at the same place, and he was on the way, you know, so I'd come pick him up. We'd get in the carpool lane. They're in the Seattle area. And then in order to get out of the carpool lane and onto the exit, there was always a line backed up for a mile or so. Right. And so you would, if you're running low on time, which we always were, I would pull this maneuver called the barge maneuver, right? And that's where you get up to right where the lane, you know, sort of splits into the off-ramp. There's cars way behind you who are in line long before you were, but you just get right up there and sort of force your way in with your signal on. You start waving at people or whatever.
Give them a thank you.
I call it the barge maneuver. I don't remember what my point was.
I used to hate those people, but now I'm that guy who does that. About? The parts.
Yeah, but before, why did
Seattle, paying attention, raising your voice.
I had to turn down the Slayer. I'm listening to Slayer in my car as the morning commute, because Slayer really wake you up if you need to be woken up, you know, in a hurry. You're late for work or whatever, right? You're drinking your coffee as you're driving around. Like, I knew I was getting old when I tried this barge maneuver, and I had to turn down the Slayer. And my friend Chris even looked over and he's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You're turning that down.
Who are you and what have you done with my friend? The barge maneuver. Yeah. Things you learn in the big city. How to drive. Coming up, we still need to talk about why I mentioned the self-checkout lane and why I'm a fan of it. We've got a bit more to talk about there. We got other stuff in store for you as well. We'll see how things go as the night progresses. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Consumer spending's expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter.
81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, according to a survey by National Retail Federation. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. Half of all households with children are planning an Easter egg hunt at home, while the most popular Easter Sunday activities, cooking, a holiday meal, visiting friends and family. 43% of respondents plan to go to church. I'm Dave Collins.
A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For some reason. Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Hey, they played our request.
We're a live call-in radio. I can't do that for like a long period of time. It's tough to do. It's tough to do.
One man.
There's a, I just sounded like an old Dr. Demento song called What Do You Do With Your Dead Friend Chester?
Jeez.
And the
sounds demented.
The chorus of it is you can hang his picture on the wall, lie his carcass in the hall, and that's about as much as you can do. And I'm like, yeah, that's an accurate lyric, really. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
All right, so two segments ago, I mentioned that I was a fan of the self-checkout. I have a variety of reasons for this. Sometimes I don't feel like dealing with people. Sometimes I find that the cashiers are, I don't know how to say this, but like not as quick as like I like them to be, or as other cashiers are. Like sometimes you see an experienced cashier and they're just on it. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, wait, hang on. Okay, here you go. Right. They're on it. Right.
There is a little bit of an art to it, you know, and then if they go too quick and they're a little too smashy, because sometimes they'll just whip your groceries into the cart. It's like, hey, settle down.
Yeah. But, like, I'm a far superior bagger. I'm quicker at getting my stuff on the scanner, off the scanner, even if it's something like Steve described where it's like, oh, I got to look it up. Oh, I didn't look at the number for, like, the little stickers gone off my avocado. Right, I got to put it on the thing. I got to look up the thing by alphabet. Like, you got to know how to spell avocado.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
That's a tough one.
Angie always loves the, because she buys organic bananas, like, please place your organic bananas.
It's got
Please place your organic bananas. That's the robot voice. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So this from News Channel 7, WJHG.
News 7.
Panama City Beach, Florida, of all places. Walmart and Target may be testing limits on self-checkouts.
Wait. They may be testing? They already are testing.
Well,
what is the
article says they may be. Yeah, why would you limit self-checkout? What does it mean to limit self-checkout? These are good questions.
Own nothing and you'll be happy.
There may soon be limits on who can use self-checkouts.
Oh, discrimination.
At stores like Walmart and Target. That's French for Target. Some shoppers have reported that some self-checkout lines have been closed off at Walmart, according to Today. This is the second time this week that I've gone to Walmart, and this is a different Walmart, and it's been right about this time, and all their self-checkouts are closed, and they've started to open up the regular lines again, one person said in a TikTok video. According to a Reddit post, at least one Walmart had a sign blocking self-checkout lanes saying, attention, this self-checkout is for Spark shoppers and Walmart Scan and Go only. I don't know what either of these things are, but
I'm confused.
Walmart Scan and Go is only available for Walmart Plus members, which is a paid subscription.
Yeah. Listen, premium. I don't have any qualms with this. No, I don't mind if they want to charge a premium for the self-checkout privileges.
Is that like the fast lane? You pay a toll?
So it could be. Yeah, it could be. Or like how TSA has like the TSA check.
Pre-check?
The pre-check-in. I mean, if that's what they want to do.
The TSA is not a market entity. Walmart
no, so we can't really compare, but that's like the first thing that my mind comes to. If the TSA can do it, Walmart can do it.
No. I'm not going to pay more to self-checkout. I'm sorry. I'm already saving them money by them having to staff.
It should be cheaper.
It should be less expensive. Right.
Also, I want to say that I heard that some of these companies, there's a lot of theft, and they are losing a lot of money, more so than they would paying the cashier's wage.
That's up to their loss prevention people to figure out.
Possibly, if you need a special scan, you need to be in the ink club, maybe you're less likely to steal, or maybe it's an incentive. Who knows?
I don't like paying more for anything.
So you don't get to self-checkout then.
I mean, maybe they can have you just start unloading the trucks in the back too.
I guess I'll just revert to more. I've seen these delivery services, not necessarily Uber Eats, but they've expanded too. Instacart, for example, is doing way more than groceries now.
Oh yeah, like CVS, whatever.
You can get like a Home Depot through Instacart or something. Yeah. Walgreens.
They even have
ones kind of
where they'll deliver you alcohol.
Well, not in New Hampshire.
No, not in New Hampshire.
Yeah. And not in Washington State either, because I looked into that. Like, that was
in
a business.
In Massachusetts,
That's a business I would have jumped into. Yeah. I would have sacrificed. Well, I'd have worked two jobs. I would have sold all of my musical equipment just to get in on booze delivery.
Yeah.
Get a permit.
Because, first of all, booze is a recession-proof industry. And anytime you can get into a private market with booze, it's a win-win situation. Why? Hmm. Because when people are happy, they drink. And when people are sad,
they drink.
They drink. Yep. Doesn't matter how people are feeling, they're drinking.
Yep.
So
it's like sports.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Hey. Oh, we finally got a mention in.
No, I
thought we were going to go the whole
show. Segment.
Yeah. Oh, I did mention about
Yaza.
The green shirt. Yeah. All right. Well, that's okay. I don't like.
What, do you hate corned beef?
No, I just hate.
Have you had it 3 days in a row?
As much as I like drinking, I hate the manufactured drinking holidays.
Right. Yeah, Patrick's Day. It's just annoying,
Drinko de Mayo.
Oh, right.
Right. Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Like, these are manufactured drinking holidays where the only reason it's a holiday is, like, anymore is for people to drink. It's not the reason it became a holiday.
Yeah.
Right? But that's all people think of it as.
That's like, America.
St. Patty's Day, let's go get drunk.
Yeah,
that's America.
And then all these
drinking
people.
Drinking and consumerism.
All,
you know
all these
what I mean?
People that, you know, that have no tolerance. They don't drink all the rest of the year. They have two drinks, and now they're wasted, and they can't drive, and they get in everybody's way. It's just, it's bad. It makes all the rest of the humans look bad.
Bad business.
Yeah, because they can't, you know, handle themselves.
But hey, that's, you know, that's the culture. We have drinking holidays, and then there's consumer
sports holidays. We're
consumerism
in one now.
Holidays, you know. Yeah. So either you need to rack the credit card up, buying all your family all these gifts that they don't need, or get really drunk.
Or watch a lot of sports.
Or watch a lot of sports.
And
that's
drink.
America.
America.
All right, so senior manager of corporate communications at Walmart told today that customers may see changes to self-checkout lanes. From time to time, our stores adjust the use of staffed checkouts and self-checkouts. For example, a store might start or end the day with staffed checkouts. As the number of shoppers and associate staffing increases, these stores open self-checkout registers to manage the increased customer flow. This process isn't new, Bull said. Now, I got to call BS on this guy because I've never seen this happen. I have been shopping at the peak shopping hour, first of the month stores where all your retirees and your welfare checks and everybody's got money all of a sudden on the first of the month. Mm-hmm. But they got two checkers and the self-checkouts closed. So, yeah, they may, he's right, they may open and close lanes in an effort to manage the traffic, but they also may not and frequently don't, in my experience. Bull also said today, or also told the Today Show, or the Today Magazine, that Walmart store managers are permitted to run their store in a manner that works best for their employees and customers. And by that, they mean that which pulls in more dollars. Walmart is not alone in potential self-checkout limits. Target, also known as Target, has also reportedly limited the use of self-checkout. Target customers have expressed concerns on social media over closed self-checkout lanes and not enough cashiers available to check out customers.
It's like the ice cream machine.
Like, this is the whole reason they invented self-checkout.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, it is, yeah.
They were like, oh my gosh, we can't staff enough people to have regular cashiers at regular checkout to manage the flow. So I guess we'll put in these self-checkout lanes.
Yeah. You think that's why?
That was the original reason self-checkout was invented.
It seems like in like if you go to Panera Bread or some of these like fast food places, they'll have the kiosks.
Yeah,
which is kind of the equivalent of self-checkout.
Like the app, you order what you want on your phone.
Yeah, you can do the app.
Doesn't the Federal Ice Cream place have the kiosk? The Mick kiosk?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would make sense if they did, but a lot of these places are because, I mean, you're going to Taco Bell. I mean, you can't really customize it. You just click what you want, foolproof, and that way they don't have to.
You don't have to talk to anyone at the drive-thru?
No, the drive-thru is different, but this is if you're going inside to use the kiosk, then they can staff other people to either run the drive-thru, make the food, and then that's one less person they have to staff.
All right, so I don't know if this has happened yet, but I suspect it's coming. If it hasn't happened yet, I suspect it is on its way. And that is, you pull up to a drive-thru. There's no one there. There's no one on the speaker. Nobody goes, right? Yeah, nobody does that. And instead, you just scan like a QR code with your app. And you've already got your order ready to go or whatever. And you're like, okay, I want, you know, blah, blah, blah. I want the number two supersize. Yeah.
Hope you have a smartphone.
Right.
With internet.
Yeah.
They probably have
the
McDonald's Wi-Fi right there.
The thing is, like, if you don't, it'll say, if you need human assistance, please come inside. Or they'll have a sign.
Yeah,
or
whatever.
Like
press
this
button or something.
So then you pull up to this thing and you put in your order. And then you scan a code and boom, it gets paid out of your whatever, your crypto wallet,
CBDC.
your PayPal account, your Apple Pay, whatever. There's all these digital apps now for payment, right? Your Cash App, whatever. Right?
Your McMoney.
Yeah, your
McDonald's credits.
Your McWallet.
Your McWallet.
And And then you pull up to the window, and there's no persons there either.
It's just a box
with your order in it. And then you go, oh, sweet, awesome.
Yeah. But I know that speaking of telephony, mm-hmm. a lot of those people who you talk to on the drive-thru aren't even in that McDonald's.
Right, they've outsourced.
Really?
They're at a call center, likely working from home.
Yeah.
Likely also working from home.
Yep.
They've got software in front of them. They're on a laptop.
Are you kidding me?
Not even.
Nope. And
mind is blown by this.
Because
I can't even believe that
the ability to manage telephone traffic technology has increased so much with the advent of digital technology that they don't need to be at that store to answer your call.
I guess not.
It is a telephone call, right? Even the ones where you see the person and they're on the headset and you know that you're talking to that person.
Yeah.
Right? That's still a telephone call. It's a digital
call
going over some sort of fiber optic network.
That's part of the fun of it, you know? You know, you have a conversation with the person when you're ordering. Maybe you crack a joke. Then you get to see them. Yeah, it's taking the whole time. I'm trying to get a coffee, have some fun with the Dunkin' Donuts employees. Lame.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them are outsourced, but it certainly has been deployed.
Yeah.
It makes sense that is a possibility that they'd be able to do that. And I always thought, because I've never worked a fast food job, I've always thought how difficult it must be to have to do that whole multitasking thing, how they can take an order and then also be running the window.
Filling the drinks and
that takes effort.
I worked fast food, and I actually recommend if you're young, right? If you're between,
before the burger 16, robots come.
if you're 16 to 25, right, and you need a gig, go work in fast food, even if you hate it, work there for a month or two, you know, just to get the experience, just to see how the efficiency of the engineering of this food works.
Okay, yeah.
Right? It'll teach you a lot about...
Might be a good business lesson.
It teaches you a lot about what I like to refer to as signal flow.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
So order comes in, somebody has to look at the order, somebody has to grab the ingredients to make the order, somebody has to prepare, drop the fries, prepare the thing, right? You know, get it all, and then assemble it all. Yeah, and just seeing how it's all engineered is an education in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches, because these fast food places are not restaurants. They are factories.
Yeah.
Right.
They are factories. So you are learning assembly line, high pressure factory. You're learning assembly line mechanics is what you're learning. You're not learning how to cook food. Right?
Yeah, it's different.
Like you want to learn how to cook food, go to a mom and pop place that specializes in steaks
pizzas
or something.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, learn where they have a chef employed. Learn from that person. Be an apprentice, work your way up, whatever you got to do if you want to learn how to cook food. If you want to learn the mechanics of assembly lines, go get a job in fast food just to see what it's like behind the counter.
Would that be the McMechanics?
The McMechanics.
The McMechanics.
Oh, that's a stretch, Steve. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So at any rate, Target customers have also expressed concerns on social media over closed self-checkout lanes. According to a Target spokesperson, there have been no changes to its self-checkout policy.
So what was the reason they gave again? Because I know we speculated some, but did they give an actual reason besides the new premium...
Not for Target. No. They didn't give a reason for that. Walmart was the Walmart Plus subscribers.
Okay.
Target has been getting complaints on social media over closed self-checkout lanes, but Target says, we didn't change our policy. So maybe it's the individual stores or
something.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Retailers say self-checkout lanes make theft easier since no employee is ringing up the items people buy, according to Fast Company. Yeah, but there's always somebody standing there at the Walmart self-checkout, and then there's somebody else on your way out the door who might ask you for your receipt or look in your bag or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and they got cameras every frickin' where now.
Yeah.
So if you got a problem with theft... That's on your loss prevention.
No, and that's a great point because I've talked to people who frequently steal in that fashion.
Yeah.
And it seems to be easy to do. I personally wouldn't do it just because I feel that's a low vibe activity and I believe in karma. But you're right, where if they have one or two employees that are kind of assessing, there to help people, whatever, you're on camera, you have somebody at the door. Clearly, that system isn't working if people are still able to steal.
Right.
So maybe come up with a better system.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that having people do self-checkout increases the amount of theft. It would be interesting for them to do their own study where they do close down the self-checkout lanes and see what happens to theft over the course of a year or two.
They noticed that it went up because I also heard from, and this is from Aldi's, they said that the Keen Aldi's had more theft. This is, you know, inside scoop from a guy at the Brattleboro Aldi's across the river. But because we were asking, like, oh, why don't you guys have the self-checkout? Like, we love the self-checkout. And he was like, well, you know what? Like, word
theft
on the street.
Brattleboro?
Well, yeah, Keen. He was like, word on the street is that there's, you know, their numbers aren't looking too hot right now ever since, you know, they got the self-checkout. So people are slipping things. And that's like food. That's not even like Walmart where you can steal a TV or something. That's more, you know.
Just to play devil's advocate on my own opinion, I know many people who their position on the self-checkout is, no, I'm not your employee. Yeah. I don't work here.
I kind of subscribe to that.
I'm not wearing the Walmart vest. You're not paying me money. You know, like
I'm not unpacking the truck. I'm not stacking the shelves. I'm not doing the checkout.
Right. And so,
or I want a discount.
Like they will go, they will avoid the self-checkout. Yeah. Not everybody, but like they will avoid the self-checkout and go wait in line longer than they have to.
Yeah.
Because I don't work here. Yeah. Right? Like,
see, to me, it's not.
It's a valid stance, right?
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's.
Sure.
Like, it's just not a stance that I share.
Yeah, no, I don't really see it that way. To me, it's not enough of an inconvenience to ring up my own groceries. Yeah. And especially at a place like Aldi, you're making me bag. Anyways, and that's their whole shtick is they do these things.
Bags.
Quarter
in the cart.
They're doing these things to provide you with the cheapest groceries around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want my $2 bag of lemons.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you get slowed down, you know, self-checkout. If you have to, like, weigh something and look up the number of the produce.
Aldi's is pretty good about, like, I can't just go buy... Most of the time, one avocado.
Yeah,
I gotta buy a bag of four,
and that's what makes it fast.
You scan it,
it's just got a barcode on it, so I can scan it. I don't have to weigh it. I don't have to look it up on on the machine or whatever. So, it's interesting. But I'm not a fan of paying more for the privilege of self checkout.
Well,
I wouldn't personally, but I know some people who are part of that Walmart thing, and this was years ago too. So this isn't necessarily a new thing, but the reason why they were subscribing to this service that Walmart offers was because they wanted the free shipping and they would order their groceries. So it was kind of like a cheap version of Instacart.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, like Prime. But this is like they literally, because Walmart's a little bit different because it's not really delivery.
Right.
There's an employee that they deliver it in bags, in Walmart bags. So it's almost more like comparable to Instacart where you can order a bunch of stuff from Walmart. They have somebody employed by Walmart that...
It's a driver.
You know, it's a driver, and they go pick out your groceries or pick out whatever products you need, and then they drop it off at your house. So for those particular people I'm talking about, they crunched the numbers, and they were like, it's cheaper for us to do this than to even, like, drive and go there take the time.
And for certain, if we're talking about delivery services now, for certain, there's going to be less theft.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, no one's going to accidentally walk out with an extra whatever in their cart that somehow they didn't scan. Right? Yeah. There is a thing called accidental theft, too. Like, literally, people are space cadets, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Put something in their cart, right? It's on the bottom or whatever. Yeah, it doesn't, nothing, no alarms go out.
It's underneath.
Yeah, all that kind of a thing. So, like, occasionally people steal things without meaning to.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a very low percentage of their loss, but it does happen. But with delivery, you're going to eliminate all sorts of loss with just having delivery in and of itself. I have once upon a time ordered something from Walmart and had it delivered. I don't remember what it was. It was a large item. It might have been like a futon or something like that. It was in a pretty large box, but I did have it delivered. I don't shop Walmart very often.
No, me either.
But, you know, I have also gone into, what did I get? Oh, I got a camera, one of these like GoPro cameras. I noticed they had one in stock. I needed one for making a music video. I was a camera short, and they had the exact model that I needed that would accept the micro SD cards that I already owned, whatever. And so they had it. They only had one in stock, so I ordered it, and I did the thing where you order it, and then you just show up to pick it up. And so you got to go over to like the special lane.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, yeah, here's my order number. Here's my ID. And they're like, oh,
yeah. Is that faster? It was better? Yeah,
I just didn't want to like, I didn't want to go. Like, it was going
to
take me.
You wanted to make sure you were going to receive what you wanted.
It was going to take me a few hours to actually get to the Walmart.
You
want to
make sure that you have that when it's in stock.
So I wanted to buy it when I knew it was in stock. It let the transaction go through.
Yeah.
I assumed that they actually did have it in stock on the shelf. And then sure enough, when I showed up to pick it up, it was there for me. And they'd been holding on to it for several hours.
Yeah.
And so that's why I did that, is because I didn't want to chance somebody else randomly walking in, grabbing it off the shelf, and now I can't have my camera. Right.
I mean, it's simple enough, like, to offer those services, and it's nice for different people, because, I mean, Walmart is a huge corporation, right? And a lot of different kind of people are going to Walmart. So curbside pickup, delivery, what you were just talking about, where you go in and you pick it up at the service desk or whatever. It's nice to be able to offer different things that fit different people's needs.
Yeah, I do that with Home Depot more often than I do with anywhere else. But then again, and I probably don't do it as much like this very moment, because when I bought my property, it needed work. And so I'm constantly doing stuff, constantly buying stuff at the Home Depot because, well, they're the, you know, lowest cost, largest, you know, hardware store in the area. Mm-hmm. And so I do the same thing. I'd buy online. They would pick it for me and hold it. And then I would just show up at some, they'd email me or ping me on the app, be like, your order's ready. Like, oh, sweet. I got to make sure I head on down that way, you know, and then, you know, you make your way over there and you just give them your order number and they're like, yep, here it is. And
Home Depot's.
Sometimes they'll even like load it in the car for you.
If it's big. Home Depot's a great place to do that because Home Depot is so huge. I know if I'm going in there for something, I'm like, I have no clue.
The Home Depot website sucks. The app and the website is just built by the lowest bidder.
Yeah, I don't like the app at all. The website I can navigate, but only because I'm from the old school of websites where like they were made crappy and you had to figure out how to do it. The only use that I find for the app and the website is, well, ordering, like I said, only if I need to, but finding out what's in stock locally. You can filter down to your store only, right? The one that's closest to you. You can eliminate all the other stores. And it's kind of accurate, at least here, what they actually have on the shelves.
It also
stock.
Will tell you it's in aisle 11, bay 7.
Right.
Like you can go aisle 11.
Really?
Yeah, if you look at the product
that's
on
nice
your website.
That's nice for directions.
So, like, I'm looking for a fiberglass cutting knife.
Right.
Like, is it in the fiberglass department? No, it's in the tools department. That's awesome.
We are out of time. Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you to our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the Resources tab. Thanks and peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.